Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Food for the Journey. Today is the first Sunday of Advent, and I really want to encourage you, decide on one thing that you will do during this Advent to prepare yourself for the coming of Christmas. Think now. Don't say, oh, Christmas is a long way away. No. Now's the time to say, Lord, what is it that's holding me back from drawing closer to you? What do I need to do? Who do I need to see? How do I need to pray? Please do that, that this Advent might be a very fruitful one for you and for me. The prophet Isaiah chapter 63, and there's a lot of passages here, 63 chapter, and then verses 16 to 17, and then 19, and then 64, 2 to 7. That's a long one, brothers and sisters. The prophet Isaiah, I'll say it once more, chapter 63, verses 16b to 17, then 19b, then chapter 64, 2 to 7. You, Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer. You are named forever. Why do you let us wander, O Lord, from your ways, and harden our hearts so that we fear you not? Return for the sake of your servants, the tribes of your heritage. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, with the mountains quaking before you, while you wrought us some deeds we could not hope for, such as they had not heard of from of old. No ear has heard, no eye ever seen any God but you, doing such deeds for those who wait for him. Would that you might meet us doing right, that we were mindful of you in our ways. Behold, you are angry, and we are sinful. All of us have become like unclean people. All our good deeds are polluted rags. We have all withered like leaves. Our guilt carries us away like the wind. There is none who calls upon your name, who rouses himself to cling to you, for you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us up to our guilt. And yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you the potter. We are all the work of your hands. Never, never, never give up. Keep turning to the Lord. Keep asking him, help me, Lord, to be more like you. Every day, tell him that. That's what we need to do during this Advent season, is to open our hearts to the Lord. In fact, I would suggest that today you say to the Lord, if you haven't done this, Lord, what would you want me to do this Advent for you? It might be being kind to a neighbor. It might be spending a little more time, if you can, especially husbands, with your children. A mother is always there. But husbands, do what you can. You're raising new life in Christ. Care for them well. Might be something that you need to do at work. Might be, who knows what it might be, but choose something that you know needs to change in your life, and then bring it to the Lord and ask him to help you to carry it out. I know that we can't totally change a habit in 30 days, but we can try. We can open our hearts more and more to him. Psalm 80 tells us, Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved. O shepherd of Israel, hearken. From your throne upon the cherubim, shine forth. Rouse your power, and come to save us. Once again, O Lord of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Take care of this vine. and protect what your right hand has planted, the Son of Man whom you yourself made strong. May your help be with the man at your right hand, with the Son of Man whom you yourself made strong. Then we will no more withdraw from you. Give us new life, and we will call upon your name. So simply come to the Lord, confess your sin. Go to confession if that is needed, but confess your sin, and then ask God, what does he want of you? What does he want of you during this Advent season? And then wait for a day or two, and then either choose or go back to him, and if you still get nothing, that's all right. Then do what you think best. But sacrifice something, that the Word became flesh for you. Remember, someone died the most agonizing death for you. Please give him gratitude. Now we look for a reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 3 to 9. Brothers and sisters, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always on your account for the grace of God bestowed on you in Christ Jesus, that in him you were enriched in every way with all discourse and all knowledge, as the testimony to Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will keep you firm to the end, irreproachable on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, and by him you were called to fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Brothers and sisters, this is the time, it's a busy month, but this is the time to ready yourself, to remember the Lord's birth, to remember the Savior that came for you and for me, and ask God what he wants of you in this month. Do it every day. You won't be disappointed. And the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verses 33 to 37. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come," and we don't, do we? "It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home, he places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and he orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all, watch." Brothers and sisters, this is the month. This is the time. One sacrifice, this is not Lent, but one sacrifice to help you to listen to the Lord, to do what he asks of you. My goodness. I remember how excited we were as children, waiting so that we could see what Santa Claus brought us, but we got sent upstairs to bed. And yet one night I climbed down part of the staircase and I saw my mother and my father carrying a gift from the dining room into the living room. And I thought, Oh, this is Santa Claus. Oh, so I made sure that I gave them great thanks the next day, but I didn't indicate that I didn't know Santa Claus came. But that was my wide awake moment. And yet, you know what I thought? I thought, God is good. Even as a child, I thought, God is good. My parents are Santa Claus. Oh, that's all right. That's all right. My goodness. I even put out things the night before that whoever came with Santa would come, he would get something to eat. And I know my parents enjoyed that too. Oh, brothers and sisters, please open your heart. Don't say I'm too busy. You're not too busy for your salvation, are you? Please, look at your schedule, look at the calendar, and say, what can I do to give me time for God? I guarantee you, brothers and sisters, that many years ago when I began doing that, I could never get away from Scripture from that time on. I started to read. I was about 10 or 11, somewhere in there. I started to read the Scriptures, and I've never stopped. God has guided me in my life through His Word, and He wants to guard you and guide you. He wants to help you to get to heaven. I don't know what that's going to look like. You don't either. I've said that to you before, and I mean it. We don't know. But if it's God, it will be good, incredibly good. I want to close with this word from Cardinal O'Connor. In what we so often think of as a terribly jaded age, there is a deep hunger for something beyond, a hunger to be reminded that this life is only the beginning, that all of the pain and suffering will one day be washed away, a hunger for support in this life so that we can go through this pilgrimage achieving some kind of serenity and peace, a hunger for a spiritual life that is best reflected in prayer, prayer of every type, the prayer of the rosary, the prayer of singing the psalms, and so on. This is what Advent is about, the spirit of prayer. It is the period during which we are reminded of the longing of the entire human race for the potential of salvation after original sin. It is a period during which we are reminded of the longing of Israelites when they were on pilgrimage in the desert, after having escaped from slavery to the Egyptians, wandering, weary, lost, confused, just as we are so often, praying they would get to the promised land. Advent is a reminder of those 9 months of prayer in which Mary surely engaged praying to the Father, praying to the Son within her, waiting His advent, awaiting His birth on Christmas Day. May you use this month, and I hope to be of help to you in this month, to give time to prayer. Make it important, just like a meal. Make it important. Please pray and ask God to enter your heart. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.